We are what we think we are. This is Lisa Berry, and today we are talking about beliefs with the co-founder and CEO of Zingerman's, philosopher, restaurateur, author, the legendary Ari Weinzweig. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. You have a new book coming out about beliefs, and you're doing a presentation this week as part of the Zing Train Speaker Series concerning the power of beliefs at work.
The book should be out, we're hoping, later this spring, maybe end of May or something. It'll be part four in the book series, Zingerman's Guide to Good Leading series, and it's on, as you said, the power of beliefs in business. And then I'm going to talk about it this coming Wednesday morning at 8.
So what are your beliefs about beliefs?
I'd say 2 years ago, I didn't really have a whole lot of beliefs about beliefs. Obviously, it's not a brand new subject, but I really hadn't given it a whole lot of thought. And then really through a confluence of, on the one hand, sort of frustration with things I couldn't figure out how to get moving within the organization and my own inability to get a group going, combined with doing some reading about beliefs and starting to realize that there might be more to it than I had previously given thought to. And I started doing research and started working with it and reading more and talking to more people and working on my own awareness a lot more. And over the course of 2 or 3 years, it turned into a 500-page book.
When it comes to beliefs, because I personally think everything is perspective and everything is attitude.
Yep.
Is that the same as a belief?
Yeah. I think the beliefs with which one approaches a situation, I guess, would certainly speak to perspective, right? Because if we, Oscar Wilde said, we're all laying in the same gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. You know, it's what we perceive in the situation. And I mean, just for me, I never complain about getting older because I really far prefer it to the alternative. So, you know, for me, it's like, well, great, I get to go another day, you know, and, you know, I'm older, but there isn't really any other choice. So that's perspective. I mean, attitude, I guess, would reflect sort of the beliefs that we have about what's likely to happen and our ability to influence or inability to influence them. So if we go into a situation with negative beliefs about both the situation itself and about our own ability or inability to change it, then we're going to bring a bad attitude, right? If we believe that good things are going to happen and or we believe we can make a positive difference, then I would imagine our attitude would be pretty positive.
So I'm with you on that. I think that, you know, what you believe you can achieve. And then I will hear people on the other side of that saying, well, I can't be a figure skater at my age. And if I believe
right.
I can I?
There's clearly physical limitations. And I don't have the illusion that you just believe something and tomorrow it happens. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. It's just everything I've learned over the last 2-3 years shows that me that there's just you won't even start the work in earnest and stick with it long enough to even make a dent if you don't believe that you can make something good happen for yourself, for your family, for your community, for your customers or whatever. So, you know, are there limitations? Absolutely. I mean, you're not going to be an Olympic figure skater in the next 3 years. Could you learn to figure skate better than 90% of the people your age? You might if you really committed yourself to working at it and spent 3 or 4 years working out and lifting weights and doing what you had to do. I mean, for your age group or whatever, why not?
We're talking to Ari Weinzweig, co-founder CEO of Zingerman's, who is speaking about his new book coming out, The Power of Beliefs. How does that work at work?
How it impacts us, you know, in the business and other people in business. I mean, if the frontline staff or people in the organization don't believe in the product that they're producing or selling, the quality is likely to be lower. Sales are likely to be lower. If they don't believe in their manager, the likelihood of good things happening aren't great. If the manager doesn't believe in the person who's reporting to them, it's not likely that good things are going to happen. Conversely, you know, when we believe in what we're doing, when we believe in our coworkers, when we believe that we matter, when we believe that our customers are good people who care, which all of which I believe, a lot more good things are likely to happen. You know, when you believe people are generally good, act in a more generous, trusting manner, which I would suggest or I believe creates good outcomes.
If you want to hear Ari talk about this as wise wisdom about the power of beliefs, he will be speaking Wednesday morning. How do we find out how we can?
It's on zingtrain.com. It's at the speaker in the speaker series. There's a few seats left, and the book will be on there too, or of course in all the shops. And if people have questions, they're welcome always to email me directly at ari@zingermans.com.
Thank you so much for sharing your time with us, and good luck with your presentation.
I believe it'll go well. Thank you, Lisa.
That's great.